Hey ladies, the Beautiful Movement now has their summer box available for pre-sale. This means that you have the chance to sign up before these boxes sell out again. If you have not had the opportunity to get one of these boxes, grab your box today. These boxes are becoming so popular, they're actually selling out. The theme in this box is walking with Jesus, a box that will help you grow deeper with God this summer. It's the perfect summer starter kit that you don't want to miss. Head on over to www.jointhebeautifulmovement.com to sign up today. Be sure to use the discount code UNCOMMONTEEN, all one word, for 15% off your first box. You can also follow The Beautiful Movement on Instagram at the_beautiful_movement. Ladies, you don't want to miss this. Welcome to the UNCOMMONTEEN podcast, the podcast for Christian teen girls. It is my heart to help you all overcome the real-life challenges that you're facing, but in a way that stays true to who God created you to be. I'm your host and life coach, Jamie Kirshner, and I'm so excited to be here with you today. So today we're going to talk about five questions that every teen girl asks themselves. These five questions are, do I really matter? Does God really care about me? Am I really that important to this life? Does God really have a good plan for me? And does what I do really make a difference? So we're going to go through these five different questions, and we're going to talk about each one of them and how the answer to those questions are yes, absolutely yes, you do matter. God does really care about you. You are extremely important to this life. God has a good plan for you, and what you do really does make a difference. All right, so first question, do I really matter? God says in His Word that you are valuable. Ephesians 2:10 says, "For you are God's workmanship, His masterpiece, created in Christ Jesus for good works, which God prepared beforehand that you should walk in them." You are God's masterpiece. What makes a masterpiece a masterpiece? If you looked at Starry Night, most of us know what Starry Night is. We've seen it. It is a beautiful masterpiece. But what makes that a masterpiece? I've seen beautiful art, gorgeous art, that are not considered masterpieces. So what makes pieces like Starry Night or the Mona Lisa a masterpiece? The experts look at four things to determine if a piece of art is a masterpiece or if it's just a piece of art. The four things I look at are, who's the author? Who painted that picture? Who created that artwork? And in this case of Starry Night, it was Vincent van Gogh. Is he highly sought after? Yeah, Vincent van Gogh is highly sought after. Most of us have probably heard his name before. The second thing they look at is, how rare is it? Is it an original or is it a copy? Obviously, copies aren't going to be worth as much as the original because it's rare. The third thing they look at is it a one-of-a-kind piece? Is there anything else out there that's like it? Well, if you've studied van Gogh, you know that he's got similar works of art with the same kinds of techniques, but there's only one Starry Night. When people see a picture of Starry Night, they know exactly what it is. And then the fourth thing they look at is, what was the price that was paid for this piece of art? Did you know that at an auction, Starry Night sold for more than $100 million? So that is what makes a masterpiece a masterpiece. Well, God says that you are a masterpiece. So what does that mean? Well, let's look at those four things. Who was the artist that created you? Well, the artist that created you is God. Everybody on the face of this planet is looking for God. Many of them just don't realize it's God that they're looking for. So the artist, he's pretty highly sought after. How rare are you? Are you an original, or did somebody clone you and make a copy of you? Well, you're an original, right? Number three, are you one of a kind? Is there anybody else out there that's just like you? Even if you have a twin, they are not exactly like you, and you know that. There is no one else in this world that is just like you. And then the price. What was the price that was paid for you? And I'm not talking about a hospital bill when you were born. What I'm talking about, what is the highest price that somebody has ever paid for you? And the highest price that anybody paid for you was the price that Jesus paid with His life on the cross so that He could have a relationship with you. I would say that a person's life is worth more than any money that you could purchase something with. So do you really matter? Yes, you really matter. You are so valuable. The second question, does God really care about me? Absolutely, he cares about you. God says that you were worth giving up his son Jesus' life for. He would do it over and over and over again for you just to have a relationship with you. God really does care about you. If you haven't listened to last week's episode on who is God, I encourage you to go back and listen to that because it really shares with you the heart of God. Romans 5:8 says, "But God demonstrated his own love toward you, that while you were out there messing up, Jesus died for you." God cares about you that much. Worth is not determined by what everyone else thinks about you. It's determined by what Jesus Christ did for you on the cross. And Jesus thought you were worth it. Even if you were the only person walking the face of this planet, God still would have devised a plan to send Jesus to die for you. God really does care about you. And if you are having a challenge with developing a passion for God, a passion for your walk with God, a passion for reading the Bible, the only way that you can develop a passion for God is by understanding his passion for you. God saw you as valuable enough to send Jesus to die for you. He cares about you so much. The third question, am I really that important to this life? Ladies, God wanted you. Therefore, he created you. Jeremiah 1:5 says, "Before God formed you in your mother's womb, he knew you." He knew everything about you. Before you were born, he set you apart for a purpose. God prepared your purpose before you were even born. He knew that in this world, there was going to be challenges. He knew that there were going to be problems that needed to be solved. And therefore, he created you to solve those problems. Your very existence on this earth is proof that God saw a problem that only you could solve. My pastor always says that somebody's future will not begin until you walk into it. So are you really important to this life? Absolutely. The fourth question, does God really have a plan for you? Just as we shared, God created you for a purpose. Everything about you specifically to fulfill a need that was on this earth. Ephesians 2:10, again, "For you are God's workmanship, his masterpiece, created in Christ Jesus for good works, which God prepared beforehand that we should walk in them." God prepared your purpose before you were even born. He prepared you for your purpose while you were still in your mother's womb. Psalm 139, 1 through 18, listen to this and really soak in how much God loves you. "O Lord, you have examined my heart and know everything about me." Now you may be like, you know everything about me. He does. He knows everything about you. Verse 2, "You know when I sit down, when I stand up. You know my thoughts even when I'm far away. You see me when I travel and when I rest at home. You know everything I do. You know what I'm going to say even before I say it, Lord. You go before me and follow me. You place your hand of blessing on my head." Do you think David was perfect? Do you think that all his thoughts were amazing? Do you think everything that he did was amazing? No. If you know anything about David's life, he was a mess. But he's not focusing on that. He knows that after he asks God for forgiveness, it's gone. God chooses to not remember it anymore. And he's choosing to focus on the blessing that God has for his life. So verse 6, "Such knowledge is too wonderful for me, too great for me to even understand. I can never escape from your spirit. I can never get away from your presence. If I go up to heaven, you are there. If I go to the grave, you are there. If I ride the wings of the morning, if I dwell by the farthest oceans, even there your hand will guide me and your strength will support me. I could ask the darkness to hide me and the light around me to become night, but even in the darkness, I cannot hide from you. To you, the night shines as bright as the day. Darkness and light are the same to you." And basically what he means, if you're thinking to yourself, yeah, but you don't know what I do in the dark, ladies, God does, and he still loves you. God does, and he still thinks that you're worthy. God does, and he still says that you're valuable. He cares about you so much. Those things that might be hurting you that you've been caught up in, God wants to help you overcome. He's not sitting there saying, oh my goodness, I can't believe that you're doing that. That's not the God that we serve. The God that we serve wants you free in every area of your life. He loves you so much. Verse 13, you made all the delicate inner parts of my body. You knit me together in my mother's womb. Thank you for making me so wonderfully complex. Your workmanship is marvelous. How well I know it. You watched me as I was being formed in utter seclusion, as I was woven together in the dark of the womb. You saw me before I was born. Every day of my life was recorded in your book. Every moment was laid out before a single day had passed. How precious are your thoughts about me, O God. They cannot be numbered. Listen to that. God only thinks good thoughts about you. Yeah, if you're walking through something challenging, it hurts his heart and he wants to help you overcome it, but his thoughts towards you are precious. And David says they can't even be numbered. God only thinks good thoughts about you. Verse 18, I can't even count them. They outnumber the grains of sand. And when I wake up, you're still with me. God has never left you, ladies. He never will. Jeremiah 29:11 says, for I know the plans I have for you, says the Lord. They are plans of good and not of evil, to give you a future and a hope. That word hope means a confident expectation of good. You can expect good in your life because God is on your side. He's created you for a purpose. So does God have a plan for your life? Yes, he does. And then question number 5, does what I do really make a difference? Ladies, God needs you. You are the answer to somebody's problems. You are the answer to their needs. I want you to think about those little things that make you you. Are you a giver? Are you somebody who just loves to give? Do you like to make people laugh, like you're funny? Are you outspoken when it comes to things that you believe are not right? Do people tell you that you talk too much? Ladies, those are not flaws. Those are not things that we look at and say, oh, so bad. God made you that way on purpose. There is a problem that only you can solve, that nobody else can do quite like you. In Esther 4:14, Esther's uncle Mordecai is talking to Esther and telling her exactly that. He says, if you keep quiet at a time like this, deliverance and relief for the Jews will arise from some other place. God's gonna have to use somebody else. But you and your relatives will die. Who knows if perhaps you were made for such a time as this? Ladies, God had created Esther to solve a problem, and it was a pretty scary problem. She could have been killed for standing up for what was right. She had a choice. She could walk away and let somebody else try to solve this problem. But that would come with some very severe consequences because she was the one that was designed to do this. Ladies, if you don't fulfill your purpose, God will use somebody else, but they won't do it as well as you could. God created you so specifically to fulfill the purpose that he's only called you to do. And I encourage you, step out and be who it is that God has called you to be. Yes, there are things in our life that we need to grow in. If people tell us we talk too much, there are times when we probably shouldn't talk as much. We should probably listen more. But there are times when you need to speak up and you need to share. And don't be ashamed to do that. If people tell you that you're outspoken, like to just be quiet, like you're just always out there. If people try to stop your voice, don't let them. Now, we don't need to be judgmental. But we do need to stand up for what's right, and we need your generation to stand up for what's right. Be who it is that God created you to be. Ecclesiastes 3:1 says, for everything there is a season, a time for every activity under the sun. God needs you, and he needs you to be you. This is your time. And God created you the way that you are on purpose so that you can really make a difference. God has placed a purpose and a plan in your life to make a difference in the lives of others for Jesus. We can't always see the big picture. We can't always see the big purpose, but God knows it, and he created you to fulfill it. And that plan, that purpose will unfold as you continue to take steps and steps and steps. God is so good, ladies. Never underestimate the power of the purpose and plan that God has placed in your life. 2 Timothy 3:16 and 17 says, all scripture is inspired by God and useful to teach us what is true and to make us realize what is wrong in our lives. It corrects us when we're wrong and teaches us to do right. God uses it to prepare and equip his people to do every good work. So you want to walk out your purpose and plan for your life? You want to make a difference? It starts with the Bible, ladies. It starts with that first 15 minutes of your day. If you are struggling to get into your Bible consistently every single day, I want to encourage you this year, let's make 2024 the best year that we've ever had. Start out with one worship song, which is about 5 minutes long, and just give your everything to God. Then get into the Bible and read it for 5 minutes. If you're struggling to read the Bible every day, no more. Just start with 5 minutes. What can you learn in 5 minutes in the Word? Read a small section out of the book of John. Read a small section out of the book of Ephesians. Read a small section out of the book of Psalms. Read a small section and ask yourself, what does this mean? How can I apply it to my life? And then the last 5 minutes, talk to God and ask God what it is that he wants you to do today. Pray for the people that God has placed on your heart. But start there, 15 minutes in your morning. That's it. Every single one of us can do that. If you do this consistently, at the end of this year, you will find that you will be in a much different but better place. And ladies, don't be afraid to step out into your purpose. Don't be afraid to make a difference in the lives of those around you. Don't be afraid to meet new people. Social anxiety has become such a norm for Generation Z, for you all. I used to have social anxiety, but let me tell you, the one way I overcame it was to dig in with my walk with God, make sure that I'm putting him first, put my trust in him, and then get out there and talk to people, even if it was extremely scary. I remember one time, just a couple years ago, I was an adult when this happened. I was at an event that my church put on, and there were probably a couple hundred people there. And I knew probably about 90% of the people who were there because I've been going to my church for, at that time, probably 15 years. So I knew a lot of people. And I had friends there. And I was so overwhelmed that I was fighting tears in my car. So I get it. But just as I've had to step out of my comfort zone, I encourage you to, because when you step out of your comfort zone, you step into your purpose. So ladies, if you're fighting social anxiety, if you're fighting insecurity, step out, lean into God, trust in him that he's not going to leave you or forsake you. He's not going to turn his back on you. He's there with you, and step out and make a difference in the lives of those around you. It's when we rely on ourselves that we struggle, because self-confidence is limited to how we feel and believe about ourselves. And if we're insecure, we're dealing with anxiety or overwhelm, it's going to be really hard. But God confidence, when you lean into him and you choose to trust him, that's expanded to how God feels and believes about you. And ladies, it's pretty amazing. So I want to encourage you in those five things. Do you really matter? Yes, you so matter. Does God really care about you? Absolutely, he cares about you so much he sent Jesus. Are you really that important to this life? Yes. Don't discount how important you really are. Does God really have a good plan for you? Yes, he does. He created your plan before the world was even formed. And does what you really do make a difference? Absolutely. Now, ladies, if you are listening to this and you're like, I don't know that I have made Jesus the Lord of my life. I don't know if I'm really saved. If you are questioning that and you're not really sure, I want you to reach out to me. I want you to go to uncommonteen.com, and there is a chat box on the bottom right-hand corner of the screen. In that chat box, I want you to tell me what it is you're walking through, what it is you're feeling, and I would love to help you with making that life-changing decision. I am telling you, it is the best decision I've ever made in my life. It changed my life completely. I went from somebody who was completely depressed, somebody who was completely broken, so emotionally numb that I would self-harm just to feel something. I was in such a bad place when I found Jesus. So if that's you, please reach out to me. All right, ladies, I want you to repeat after me, and I want you to mean it with all your heart. I am beautiful. I am valuable. my beauty and my value, they don't change. Even if someone fails to see how incredible God made me. All right, ladies, just a couple of announcements. First, I am so sorry about the screensaver link. I sent out that first email with a wrong link, and then I sent out a second email and didn't even change the link. So I am so sorry. If you go on to uncommonteen.com and you click on that chat box, I put the link in there so that you can get that link for the new screensaver. And second, we have had some challenges with the Apple Store showing our Uncommon Teen app, but I still wanted to create a way where you can reach out to me. So you'll notice if you go to uncommonteen.com, you'll notice at the top of the page, there is now a red button that says, Ask Me Anything. Those are the questions that I will use for our upcoming Ask Me Anything episodes. I'd love to answer your questions through the podcast because I know if you're asking them, many other girls are asking them too. Now, if you ask a personal question through that button, I will make sure that it's okay if I share the question. I don't want to share anything that is confidential. I will make sure that you really want me to answer that question on air. Now, if you have any other questions for me that are more personal, or if you have anything that you want to share with me, that chat box at the bottom right-hand corner, it goes directly to me if I'm online, or it goes to my email. So know that I get that. It is not AI generated. So if somebody responds back to you, it is me personally. All right, ladies, I hope you have an amazing rest of your week, and we'll see you back here next time. Ladies, I hope that this episode helped you today. I hope that you know just how much God really does love you. Now, I want you to repeat after me, and I want you to mean it with all your heart. I am beautiful. I am valuable. My beauty and my value, they don't change. Even if someone fails to see how incredible God made me. All right, ladies, so I have a question for you. What does your summer look like? What is one thing that you are going to do this summer that is going to change your life forever? What are you going to do this summer to help you make friends who love Jesus that will help you grow in your walk with God, all while having a blast? If your answer is, well, not really a whole lot, well, I have something just for you that will help you do all of those things. Are you interested? What if you did something this summer that could change your life forever? Ladies, I want to invite you to join me for Uncommon Teen Live 2024 because you are going to do just that. You are going to meet your new besties. You're going to have a blast and grow in your walk with God. So grab your parents, head on over to uncommonteen.com and grab your tickets today.